The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Hello, my name is Sim Wee Boon from The Morning Run, and with me today is Dr. Tan Yee Sion, Program Director of Bachelor of Digital Health with IMU, and she's here to talk to us about digital health and fitness. Dr. Tan, how is digital technology being harnessed to improve fitness and community well-being?
Today, wearable devices such as fitness bands and smartwatches collect and transmit personal healthcare data, such as vital signs, exercise record, sleep pattern, etc. Data from these wearable devices feed into mobile healthcare applications and provide analytics and recommendations to improve overall wellness. Wearable devices also provide flexibility to allow users to monitor their health and keep track of vital signs. This has encouraged people to get fit, lose weight, seek medical advice, and improve their fitness level. The wearable markets is progressing rapidly, mainly driven by advancement in sensors and infrastructures such as biosensors, IoT, and 5G, as well as machine learning algorithms to improve the applications of artificial intelligence.
What are some of the notable advances in wearable technology that can help in healthcare management?
As mentioned, wearable devices can enable users to assess their own health, analysis and identifying specific type of activity within sensors data can further enhance the assessment of the patient's quality of daily life. One of the main purposes of wearable devices is to create and develop precise, accurate, and unambiguous results, especially various movements contained in data recorded at home. This is possible as we see the increased availability of wearables such as smartwatches with biosensors. It allows clinicians to gain closer insights into a patient's health. For example, daily blood pressure monitoring and fitness daily activity data are sent to mobile health apps to be stored, tracked, and shared with their doctors. Recently, scientists from MIT developed a miniature wearable ultrasound patch as big as a postage stamp that adheres strongly to skin and can provide continuous imaging of blood vessels, heart muscle, diaphragm, stomachs, or lung. The heart or lungs could be stably and continuously imaged even while volunteers were jogging or cycling.
That was Dr. Tan Yee Sion, Program Director of the Bachelor of Digital Health from IMU. I'm Sim Wee Boon from The Morning Run at BFM 89.9.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.